All right, today's Friday, December 17th, and we are the Big Bubble Podcast, where we talk about issues facing interaction design and ubiquitous computing. Really cool topic, but it's getting real.
We're getting real, real. We're your hosts. I'm Ben Tomasetti.
And I'm George Murray.
So, George, this is our first podcast ever.
It's true.
What sorts of knowledge are we going to drop for our very first inaugural podcast?
Today, we are going to talk about Apple AirPlay. And we're going to try and make it not sound like a commercial, but we're going to talk about AirPlay and why it's relevant to interaction design as it regards to products and services, and AirPlay as it regards to the spreading of ubiquitous computing, basically.
And also just to place it in the context of streaming media, file transfer protocols, and making your house a den of wonderful technology. That's right. So you want to give us a brief background of AirPlay, George?
Sure. So AirPlay is something new that Apple introduced, and I think they introduced it with a new iOS version and the Apple TV. And basically what it does is it makes it so that you can throw YouTube clips or videos or music to other home devices from your iPhone or your iPad.
And it's not the first time Apple's tried to market this idea. They used to have a service called AirTunes, which threw a lot of configurations via your AirPort Express and your iPhone, and delving into your system preferences on your MacBook, you could potentially stream audio.
Someday you can stream audio
from your computer to your speakers. And now it's built in. They've streamlined the process.
Right. So AirPlay represents kind of this new, it's a new user experience for the UbiComp experience of, you know, media everywhere and media easily sent from one device to another. And you know, before AirPlay and kind of Bluetooth, it took a lot more hackery, a lot more geeking out and like delving into settings and blah 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 to get your to get your stuff from one place to another.
It's true. You know, you used to have to set up a media server on one machine and then sort of window into via various protocols,
VNC into your like home computer or whatever.
Exactly. To stream files. But what I think is really interesting about AirPlay is that it's sort of a push methodology. You're actually streaming content from the source device, your iPad, your iPhone, to the remote device, your speakers, your computer, something like that, your monitor, your TV. As opposed to previous iterations, like
where like you had all of your horsepower and all of your storage just connected to your television, and you would remote in and say, "Yes, I want that third episode of Boardwalk Empire."
Right.
And you know, play now.
Exactly. Okay, go. Yeah, and it could have a slick interface like Boxy. Could have a folder structure interface if you're using a standard VNC like screen share. But what AirPlay does is you actually find the content on the source device and push it to the remote device instead of opening up a window into the remote device and having it play content that's already stored there.
Yeah. So before, or actually, well, right now, my current setup is a Mac Mini with a 24-inch Dell monitor, and that's my television. And if I want to start something, I have to VNC from my iPad into the device. And you know, I think that's pretty UbiComp still, but but the experience isn't exactly ideal, and VNC is not exactly a walk in the park for the average user. Ben, how did you used to do it?
I used to have a PC which died, unfortunately, rest in peace. And I could use an app called Gmote to connect in my PC was always connected to a projector, so I could just turn on the projector, use Gmote as my remote control, and push my content.
Nice. Gmote's for Android, right?
Gmote is an Android app, yeah.
Google Mote,
right, thank you. Now I occasionally use Boxy, which is a very slick interface, but a very similar idea, where it's playing content you've stored locally on your device.
That's interesting. I the word converge is coming up again.
Oh, for dude. Me.
And honestly,
when does the word converge not come up though?
It's just so rapidly coming up. It's like all of these technologies and all of these science themes, you know, yeah, are just like they're converging.
It's true. I mean, it's true. So George and I are both product designers. We do software, UI, a little bit of ID for new and upcoming products, and Converge is...
And services.
Right. Converge is the word.
Converge is of the word. Day.
And it has been for many years.
Yeah. Back onto AirPlay.
So what's cool about AirPlay is you're taking content from...
You're pushing
that you find locally, and you push it to a bigger screen. You enable it to be shared with a larger audience.
But from a user experience standpoint, from an interaction design standpoint, the technical limitations are kind of out the door. So now, with this new protocol, you don't have to design in all of these steps of like authenticating, you know, what's the PIN and pairing or whatever.
Right,
like Bluetooth.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
It's just like one button and it works. And that technically is enabling us to design better experiences. So finally, if you want to try out AirPlay, but you don't have an Apple television, Apple TV,
right,
there's a new app called... a hack called AirPlayer, and gives you a little sneak peek into what it's like to throw media from your tablet to your television or from your iPhone to your television, simulating a TV with your Mac. So it's an OS X app. AirPlayer is an OS X app, and it allows you to...
It spoofs an Apple TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
It's really cool, yeah.
So that was the inaugural podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I know we did ourselves. Look for us in a week. We'll be back with more interesting discussions into interaction design and ubiquitous computing.